Who are some of the other people you work with when you were at TMA?
Doug Clements, who is a local guy on the air. He was known as Doug Randall, did 6 to 9.
Is he still alive, do you know?
No, Doug passed on, I would say, maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago. He had gone on to managing, and I think when he died, he was the general manager of a radio station in Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. But at 9 o'clock, we had a fellow who was in the Air Force, Bob Scott. I think his real name was Robert Hogan.
There we go, Little Eva and Solid Gold called the Locomotion on this, the Bob Scott North 52 Drive-In Show.
But Bob Scott went like from 9 to noon. Then we had a fellow whose real name is R.J. Kite. On the air, he was known as Jim Diamond from 12 to 2, I believe.
And a great big swing, and good afternoon to you, Charleston. 4 minutes, 25 seconds past the hour of 12. High noon, 74 degrees. Right now, it's street level. This is Jackie Wilson. No pity.
There's no pity.
I think it's an echo in here.
And I think I did 2 until 6 on that Sporty Top 40 show instead of 3 to 6. And then Diamond came back 6 to 8. And then we had Danny Knox from 7 until midnight.
Good evening. It's 5 past the hour of 11. This is Danny Knox in Tiger Town, Charleston.
WDMA number 1. Whoopee!
Here's Brooke Benton.
How about news people? Did you have a separate news department at the time, or did you guys just read your own news?
We had no news department. We had the usual AP teletype machine, and at 30 minutes past the hour, we had mutual news, you know, network news. And at the top of the hour, we had news headlines, mainly just South Carolina headlines. That's all we had for news.
This is the mighty TMA with FM, Charleston, South Carolina. From Action Central, where the news watch never stops. WTMA, Action Central News.
What about WTMA Studios? Where were they?
The studios were located in the Dock Street Theater, which is America's first legitimate playhouse. And it's odd, it's on Church Street. The Dock Street Theater on beautiful Church Street in historic downtown Charleston. We're right next to this historic facility where they still have plays today. Every morning I would park in front of St. Philip's Church, right in front of their graveyard, in which John Calhoun is buried, one of the vice presidents of the United States. It was just wonderful flavor. That's before the market was developed. It was just pristine. You could walk up Church Street, the birds were singing, and all of this, these colonial French-type houses with the porches, three-story houses. You know how they sit in so they could catch the sea breeze in the afternoon. Go into the Dock Street Theater building. Go upstairs. The studios were on the second floor. There was an ambiance about that. When you worked at TMA in the Dock Street Theater building downtown Charleston, you felt like you were right on the pulse of the city. It was absolutely a wonderful experience.
All right, WTMA happy time on the Sporty Top 40 show. Let's check it in at 27 and one half after 5.
You can be a TMA high money winner or a TMA low money winner. But everybody's a winner on the TMA high-low game, coming soon to the Tiger.
Hey now, the high-low game begins tomorrow on the mighty TMA Radio 1 in Charleston.
Humba!
Yeah. Let's go right around to Tiger Radio Action Central News. First and fast at half past with Pete Fountain. Little bit of humbug. Stand by for the Battle of New Sounds at 6:35 in the PNM this evening on Tiger Radio 1 with Tiger Radio good guy Jim Diamond.
This is the mighty TMA.
Live this weekend where the good times are. WTMA, Mighty 1250.